The new numbers from the state health department now includes deaths presumed to be from the coronavirus, along with confirmed deaths. It brings the total to 4,813 people passing away at nursing homes from COVID-19 since March 1st. Governor Andrew Cuomo, at his daily briefing, says the state is now asking for both categories from nursing homes, but he says he expects even those numbers to change as health officials try to further verify the cause of the presumed deaths.
I would take all of these numbers now with a grain of salt. Look what you're saying. The confirmed deaths, you know what that means. What does a presumed death mean, right? We presume it. How do you presume it to be coronavirus?
Cuomo says nursing homes were always going to be a target in a pandemic that more severely attacks the elderly and those with underlying health conditions. Cuomo aide Jim Malatra says the state already took a number of steps to try to protect the residents, including a now two-month-long ban on visitors and requiring that staff wear masks and gloves.
No visitors from the outside was a pretty aggressive measure. 12-hour temperature checks on all staff, PPE requirements for all staff.
The news of the previously unreported deaths angered State Assemblyman Ron Kim. He's the sponsor of a bill to strengthen protections for nursing home residents during a pandemic. Kim, in a statement, said that Cuomo and his health department completely failed at protecting our most vulnerable New Yorkers. And he said heads should roll. And the governor and health commissioner Howard Zucker should apologize for the undercounting in recent weeks. The governor also called for more consideration for the human cost of reopening the country back up too quickly. The governor on Monday laid out a careful plan for a gradual reopening of the state. It includes four phases of business reopenings and many rules on social distancing and personal protective gear. The governor compared it to the faster reopenings now taking place in many other states. The faster track to ending shutdowns has led a key coronavirus forecaster used by the White House to double the rate of deaths predicted from the virus in the U.S. to 134,000. The governor says the discussion is really about how much a human life is worth compared to potential economic gain.
That's the real discussion that no one is admitting openly or freely, but we should. To me, I say cost of a human life is priceless. Period.
Cuomo also took issue with comments President Donald Trump made to the New York Post, where Trump said he doesn't want the federal government to bail out blue states. New York is facing a $13 billion deficit, largely due to revenue declines from the economic shutdown. Cuomo says it's not a blue state versus red state issue. He says many states run by Republican governors are also facing large shortfalls.
The states make up the nation, and we need financial help because of the coronavirus situation. And this is not any mismanagement by the states. If anything, the mismanagement has been on behalf of the federal government, and that's where the mismanagement has gone back decades.
Cuomo says there's been an imbalance for years, with New York and other large states run by Democrats paying billions more dollars in taxes to the federal government than they receive back in programs and benefits. Cuomo says blue states have essentially been bailing out the red states for years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.